mother of this 200 to 300 million, they said eventually at the meeting point only 1,000 or so survived. And then on that egg, there are 60,000 different codes. Only one of these sperms have the matching 60,000 codes. So the process of matching starts taking place. If any of the codes don't match, that sperm is rejected. One after the other, after the other, after the other. 60,000 different codes in a space smaller, so tiny, a cell that is so tiny that it is not visible to the human eye. Where is this taking place? Is it some conducive circumstance? Is this some laboratory? No. Fi butuni ummahatikum, in the womb of your mothers. Is the lighting good? Is the temperature conducive? Is the environment stable? No. Fi dhulumatin thalat, in three layers of darkness. This process of matching is taking place. Scientists say that if the same process had to occur in a laboratory, and you have zoology experts and genetic scientists devoted exclusively to this task of carrying out this matching process to see which of the 60,000 different codes are matched on one sperm, it will take 2.5 years, 2.5 years for those scientists to do what happens in the space of 2 or 3 hours in the womb of your mothers in three layers of darkness. Finally, when the one match occurs, then too there is a pause waiting for the command. If Allah from above His arsh sends down the command, مُخَلَّقَ, تَخْلِيق must take place, creation must occur, then only it will continue. Otherwise, if the command comes, غَيْرُ مُخَلَّقَ, تَخْلِيق must not take place, then even despite the match occurring, that sperm also will be rejected. Allah from above His arsh issues the command, مُخَلَّقَ, تَخْلِيق must occur. The first thing that is formed in this human being is the heart. That is why it is said every person's heart is 4 months older than the rest of his body. Everything else starts forming after that. First is the heart, and without the ruh also, without the soul, this heart starts beating. The ruh and the soul only comes 120 days later. How many women at any given time are pregnant? How many animals, how many birds, how many insects, how many eggs, how many fish? Millions and millions and millions of creations of Allah. At any given time, takhliq is occurring. Allah's sifat, Allah's quality of khaliq, that Allah is the creator, is exhibiting itself. Allah is bari. What is bari? In some case that I manufacture, I produce. In order to produce, insan requires the raw material. Without raw material, he cannot produce anything. Allah said that Allah produces, but what is the raw material? Nothingness. From nothingness, Allah brings into existence. There wasn't one blade of grass, Allah brought the trees into existence. There wasn't one grain of sand, Allah brought the deserts into existence. There wasn't one drop of water, Allah brought the oceans into existence. There wasn't one wisp of air, Allah brought the raging tornadoes into existence. Allah is bari, Allah creates, but Allah's raw material is nothing. From nothingness, Allah brings into existence. Min nutfa, Allah says, think, ponder, where did you come from? Min nutfa, from a drop of sperm. Somewhere Allah says, Mimmain Dafiq, from a spurt of liquid. Somewhere Allah says, Mimmain Maheen, from a drop of worthless fluid. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُطْفَةَ عَلَقًا فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Allah says, verily we created this insan from an extract of clay. From an extract of clay he was made into a drop of sperm in a safe receptacle. From a drop of sperm into a clot of blood. From a clot of blood into a lump of flesh. That lump of flesh was given bones, stage upon stage upon stage of creation. وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا. Stage upon stage of creation. And what at one time was one cell, what at one time was one cell, 9 months later is brought forth 6 billion times heavier, 100 million times bigger. The paragon of Allah's creation, this insan, ashraful makhluqat, walaqad khalaqna al-insana fi ahsani taqweem. Allah says, we created you in the best of forms, one cell, 9 months later, where? In the womb of your mothers, in 3 layers of darkness, stage upon stage of creation, absolute perfection, total proportion, alladhi khalaqaka fasawwa. فعدلت في أي صورة ما شاء ركبت ألم نخلقكم من ماء مهين ثم جعلناه نطفة في قرار مكين. Stage upon stage upon stage of creation, this paragon, the height of Allah's creation, is brought forth 9 months later. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Blessed is Allah who is the best of creators. This cell, the starting point, the burning block of this insan is so tiny. It can't be seen by the naked eye. We said inside the cell, one millionth the size of the cell is the DNA. The DNA is made up of 3.5 billion nucleotides, 3.5 billion characteristics. To record the information contained in the DNA of one human being, you will need 500 encyclopedias, each one 900 pages long. It is said the combined wisdom, the wisdom contained in one cell of this human being, is more than the accumulated knowledge of the entire human race. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. Look at the manner in which Allah invites you, Allah calls out to you. Ponder, reflect, realize the deign, the favor of your Allah upon you. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. Allah took you out of the womb of your mothers. لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. You had no knowledge. What was the margin for error? In the development of this fetus, what is the margin for error? Scientists say, if an error has to occur, to what extent? They say, if you take 1 second, 1 second divided into 100 million parts. To that extent, if an error has to occur, then the eyeballs, instead of being on the face, will end up beneath the feet. How many millions of women fetus is formed in any given time? How many millions of animals, millions of fish, millions of birds, millions of insects? Allah is controlling all this. Allah's qudrat, Allah's power is muheed, encompasses every aspect of His creation. To such an extent, لا يزغ عن ربك من مثقال ذرة. Not one atom is hidden from the knowledge of Allah at any given time. ما هم بمعجزين. Nothing is beyond the power of Allah. مَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُّغُوبٍ. Allah doesn't get tired. I need a sabbatical, I need a holiday. I'm going to relax for a couple of days. لَا يَوُدُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. Controlling the heavens and the earth and the multitudes of Allah's creation does not tire Allah. لَا تَأْخُذُهُ السِّنَا وَلَا نَوْمٍ. Allah does not sleep, Allah does not doze off. مَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. Allah does not forget anything. لَا يَضِلُّ رَبِّي. Allah does not make mistakes. لا تحسبن الله غافلا. Allah is not غافل or negligent of any of His creation. لا تعلمون شيئا. Allah says you knew nothing. وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة. We gave you the ability to see, the ability to speak, the ability to hear. We gave you a heart and a mind. Just the speaking, my thought processes are being transformed into words which is not visible. It's brought onto my tongue in the form of electrical impulses. My tongue is moving. If it were not for the wind of Allah, if it were not for the wind of Allah, I can talk from now to the Qiyamah, you will hear nothing. What I am uttering is carried on the shoulders, on the back of the shoulders of Allah's wind. In each ear, there are 100,000 receptors for sound. 100,000 telephones in each ear. These sound waves hit the ear, at the back of the ear, is the inner ear, the cochlea. Inside it is a harp-like object, musical instrument, a harp. Something that looks like that. It has 6,000 different strings. Each of those strings vibrate to a different frequency of sound, so that the human being is able to hear a variation of 6,000 different frequencies of sound. Next to that are three bones. Hammer, stirrup and anvil. These bones have a certain shape and a certain size that is conducive to their function. What is their function? To magnify the sound waves. They have to be that shape, that size, and in that position to do the task. So that the child is born, those three bones are there in the ear. As the child grows, the fingers grow, the hands grow, the feet grow, the heart grows, the lung grows, the liver grows, every organ in the body of the child grows, but these three bones do not grow. They stay the same size in the child and the same size in a 50-year-old person. Why? Because it needs to be that size for it to carry out its task. It magnifies the sound waves, hitting that harp. Then the harp starts moving. The sound waves, having been magnified, are carried to 18,000 nerve cells at the back of the ear, which then transmit the message to the brain at the speed of 124 miles per second. The brain then interprets what I am saying and you are able to understand. Three layers of darkness in the womb of your mothers. Allah's charisma, Allah's qudrat, Allah's power. Where in that drop of sperm was the ability to speak of Islam? Where in that drop of sperm was the ability to hear? How many countless different balances have to be in place for this insan to exist? Allah calls out to you, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Look within yourself. Every aspect of your existence is an invitation for you to recognize your law. This area breathing, this insan breathes in and out. What is his contribution to the atmosphere? He breathes in purity, oxygen. He breathes out carbon dioxide, poison. His contribution is poison. Allah has put the leaves of the trees into the service of this insan to produce the oxygen. So that the conducive level 21% is maintained. If it had to go up 2% to 23%, it is said the number of accidental fires will increase 700 times. If it had to go up another 2%, 25%, besides the North Pole and the South Pole, everything else in between would be burned to ashes. Where's the funnel? Where's the regulator? Where's the valve? Open atmosphere, 21%. Centuries have passed, still the level is being maintained. You're breathing in and out 20,000 times every day subconsciously. Each human being consumes 8,000 liters of oxygen every day. Inside is the lung. The lung has 150 million air sacs. It is said if those air sacs have to be opened up, it will fill an entire football field. There are 50 billion tubes carrying 10,000 liters of blood every day to those lungs? Where in the drop of sperm, where in the womb of the mother did this intelligence come that in order to purify your blood, you need to give it a bath, in a bath of oxygen? Where did this system come into place in order to facilitate that? So that every time you breathe in and out, every hour, every breath that you take is a living, constant reminder to you, recognize the favor of your Allah upon you. Every breath of air is the deen of Allah upon you. Every aspect of the ability to urinate. Once Harun Rashid is sitting with Muhammad bin Simat rahmatullahi alayhi muhaddith. Harun Rashid says to him, "Irni, advise me, give me nasihat." Who is Harun Rashid? Khalifa. What is the extent of his kingdom? Three continents ruling, one person ruling three continents. From Baghdad to Kashmir, Baghdad to southern France, Baghdad to Portugal, Baghdad to Istanbul, Baghdad to Rome, Baghdad to Senegal in northern Africa. One ruler. One day he sees a rain cloud, he says, "Umturi, haythu shit, wa sayujiba ilayya farajuki." Rain wherever you want, your rain will still be in the kingdom of Harun. Such a ruler. He says to Muhammad bin Simat, "Irdni, give me nasihat." Muhammad bin Simat says to him, "Harun, you are in the desert, you are hunting, you get separated from your party. The hot sun of the desert bearing down upon you, you reach the brink of starvation. You are thirsty, you are gasping for life. Someone comes, he offers you a glass of water. What will you pay for that glass of water?" Harun Rashid without hesitation says, "U'tihi nisfa mulki," I will give him half my kingdom. He says, you took the water, you drank it, then the water got stuck in your gullet. It got stuck in your system, refused to come out. You are writhing in pain. In agony, excruciating agony, someone comes to you and says, "I'll be able to relieve you. And called you to urinate, what will you give him?" He says, "U'tihi nisfa mulki," I will give him half my kingdom. Then Muhammad bin Simak smiles at him and he says, Inna mulkan, qeematu nisfihi ash-shurba, wa qeematu nisfihi al-bawla, la qaliqun alla yutanafas fi." O Harun, a kingdom, half of which is equal to a bowl of water, and half of which is equal in value to a bowl of urine. How is it that you disobey Allah in seeking such a kingdom? What is the value of this dunya? Nothing. One ni'mat of Allah, one relative had an operation. They told him he must lie still for 6 hours. Because the wound is still fresh. The stitches may suture, may open up and bleeding will start. So lie still. 1 hour passes, 2 hours pass, 3 hours pass. This person is writhing in pain. I have to turn. What they say in Urdu, karwat badalna. Just the ability to turn is the ni'mat of Allah. Eventually he says, I don't care if I die also, I'm going to turn. One elderly person went to the doctor. He couldn't urinate. The doctor put the instrument. The person was able to relieve himself. Then the doctor presented his bill. The old man looking at the bill, he starts crying. The doctor feels perhaps he can't afford it, so he says, "Okay, this is on the house, I won't charge you." He says, "I'm not crying because I can't afford to pay your bill." "Why are you crying?" He says, 70 years, there was one zat and one being that did this work for me and never charged me. Today an insan is doing it, already he wants payment. One ni'mat of Allah, one bounty of Allah, we can't even imagine. Allah in His Quran, 5 qasams, 5 oaths, وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحًا فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحًا فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحًا فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ نَقْعًا فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعًا 5 oaths Allah takes by the qasam of the panting horse as it strives, by the oath of the spark which emanates from its hoof as its hoof strikes the ground, by the oath of the rising dust as it runs towards your enemy, by the oath of a horse that is taken in the morning and is ridden towards the enemy, فَوَسَّطْنَا بِهِ جَمْعًا. By the oath of the horse that is thrown right into the center of the battle lines of your enemy. Five oaths, five qasams of a horse that is used in war, in battle. And then what does Allah say? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُونَ. That, O insan, you are very, very ungrateful. What is the connection between a horse which is used in a battle and insan's ingratitude? Allah is calling out to your aqal, to your intelligence, that horse. What is it given? What is the ihsan of the insan upon it? Some hay, some fodder, a little bit of food. In return for that, that horse puts its life in danger for its master. The horse does not say to the master, that is your enemy, is not my enemy, why should I risk my life? Without question, this horse flings itself into the battlefield, flings itself in the face of peril and danger, terminates its life because of that little hay and fodder that this insan is giving it. Allah says, when a horse realizes that I have to be the slave of the one who makes ihsan upon me, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودْ. Insan, where is your aqal? Where is your intelligence? Why are you so ungrateful to your Allah? In Japan, outside one station, there is a statue of a dog. The history behind it is there was a Japanese university lecturer. Every day he would go to the varsity taking the train. He would return back. His train would come in at 3 o'clock, so his dog would leave the house every day at 2:45 to meet him at the station. And then the dog would accompany him back home. One day while he was at the university, he had a heart attack and he died. At 2:45, the dog leaves the house, goes to the station, waiting for the master. 3 o'clock, train comes in, obviously he's not there, he's dead. The dog waits till sunset, then dejectedly, sadly, with its tail between its legs, the dog goes back home. It is said the next day at 2:45, this dog went back to the station to wait for its master. For the next nine years till this dog died, every day it went to the station to wait for its master. They erected a statue of this dog in order to commemorate the spirit of servitude and bondsmanship and slavery that is found in an animal. Insan is supposed to have superior intellect. Insan's aql and intelligence is supposed to be greater. What price are you going to put on the favors of Allah? What price tag are you going to put on the deen of Allah upon you? Every aspect of the existence of this insan is a living testimony, is a living pukar, is a living call to him. Recognize the favor of your Allah upon you. Minimum government stipulated wage in South Africa is 10.56. I don't know what it is here in England. That laborer in a factory is paid minimum government stipulated wage and his boss thereafter has the authority to question him. Why you came late? Why you came early? What you did? Why you spent your time? Why you so lazy? Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? He has that authority to question him. Why? Because of that stipend of a wage that he's paid. What price tag are you going to put on the favors of Allah? These eyes, if you said 1 millimeter of the eye is taking, 1 millimeter of the eye can accept 30,000 separate points of light in 1 second. Every second these eyes are taking 8 three-dimensional pictures, 800,000 pictures every day. At the back of the eye is a hole. What's the size of the hole? 0.25 millimeter. Through that hole, a cable is passing. That cable has 1.3 million wires. quarter of a millimeter at the back of the eye, a cable with 1.3 million wires, without sparking, without friction. If that had to take place, everything will appear upside down. At the back of the eye is the retina. Every time an image is formed, the muscles of the eye flex to clear the retina, preparing it for the next image. This flexing takes place on average 100,000 times every day. If the same muscle that will be put into your feet, it is the equivalent of walking 80 kilometers every day. Let the mountains of this world be turned into gold. Let the mountains of this world be turned into gold, and you make the owner of it. Go into the marketplace. Let the blind man go into the marketplace and tell him to buy one eye. Purchase one eye. Put the scientists of this world, with all the technology that is available today at their disposal, throw money at them, throw billions of dollars at them, and tell them, make me one eye. They will not be able to produce 1 millimeter of an eye. Look, minimum government stipulated wages. You command that person, you address that person, you question that person, you hold him to task, you hold him responsible. The caller of Allah, 5 times a day is calling out to you. What is your response? You ask someone who is a zalim, who is an oppressor. They say a rapist is an oppressor, a looter is an oppressor, a thief is an oppressor. One who usurps the rights of others is an oppressor. But what did Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He said, Al-Jafa, Al-Jafa, Kul Al-Jafa. He said, Zalim, sabse badi zalim, the greatest oppressor of my ummah is who? Man samia nida, man samia nida, falam yujib. That person who heard the call of Allah calling out to salah and did not respond. He is the greatest oppressor. Which ni'mat and bounty of your Allah are you going to put a price tag upon? Which favor and bounty of your Allah are you going to reject? Why does the Allah says, وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَا. We have rained down our bounties upon you. ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً. Those that are apparent and those that are hidden. So many ni'mat, so many bounties. وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Allah says, if you have to enumerate, if you have to count, if you have to ponder, if you have to reflect over one ni'mat of Allah, you will not be able to do so. Every aspect of your existence is the deen of Allah, is the favor of Allah upon you. That is why Allah calls out, Ya ayyuhal insan, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. Wallahi, it is impossible in any language to do justice to the translation or to even express an iota of the shafqat and compassion that is contained in this expression, Ya ayyuhal insan. And Khaliq al-Kainat, Allah calls out, understand it by way of an example. A hive, a beehive that is brimming over with honey. And the little droplets of honey, tup, 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 are dripping onto the ground. Just the sight of that causes a sweetness and saliva to brim in the mouth with its sweetness and its attraction. This will give us some idea of the extent of compassion, kindness and sweetness that is contained in this expression. When Allah calls out, O my banda, O my slave, O my insan, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem, what has put you into a deception about your Allah? Who is kareem, who is generous, الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك. Who created you, fashioned you in perfect proportion. Eyes in the correct place, hands in the correct place, feet in the correct place, ears in the correct place, mouth in the correct place, countless of systems and balances in the perfect proportion and place for you. Why have you turned your back on your Allah? Why have you not recognized your Allah? Everything around us is inviting us, recognize the favor of Allah. See the prince. See the hidden hand of the architect of Allah. This concept or this ideology that is being purported nowadays, that if you don't have a university degree or you don't have a PhD, then you are backwards, you are ignorant. That is a fallacy. What is ignorance? What is jahalat? He who saw the rising sun, saw the manner in which the entire earth was lighted up after its darkness. He who observed the variation of night and day, saw the manner in which daylight enveloped night, nighttime, and nighttime enveloped daytime. He who saw the snow-capped mountain peaks, heard the beautiful music of the stream as it cuts through the mountain, heard the thunderous roar of the waterfall as the water pounds onto the earth. He who saw the dry and withered landscape, rainwaters occur, and then a new legacy of life comes into existence, that saw the print of that beautiful rose, saw the redness in its petals, saw the yellowness in the petals of the dandelion, smelled the beautiful fragrance of the queen of the night, heard the chirp of the birds in the morning, heard the song of the nightingale. Even in that little baby infant that was lying in the cradle, for some inexplicable reason, that child starts smiling. He who saw the smile of that child, observed the myriad colors contained in the wing of the butterfly, in that tiny space, countless of different colors, in perfect proportion with each another, picked up the mango, pulled it open, tasted the sweet succulence that is contained in its depth, observed the watermelon, observed the pineapple, observed the orange, observed the apple, saw the print, saw the sweetness, observed its source, pondered over where it came from. He who saw the vast lush landscape, saw the eagle perched on top of the mountain, the falcon perched on top of the mountain, observing the ripple in the stream below, and then it begins its flight in order to catch its prey, its claws clenched, its beak pointed in that direction, its eyes focused on its object or prey in order to satisfy itself, the perfect proportion of the fluidity of the motion of its wings. He who saw the lion or the cheetah as it ran across the field towards its prey, observed the intelligence in its design, saw the proportion of its perfectly formed limbs, observed the artistry in motion, in the manner it moves towards its prey. He who saw the rays of the sun, observed the lightning, heard the thunder, observed the dew on the leaf or the petal in the morning as the rays of the sun strike it, as it starts shining like a pearl. He who saw all this and failed to see the greatness of Allah, failed to see the hidden design and the qudrat and the power of Allah, more jahil, more ignorant than him, there is no one. Jahalat is not jahalat of university degrees. Jahalat is jahalat of Allah. Everything around us is shining with the noor of Allah. Allahu nooru samawati wal ard matalu noorihi kamishkatin fiha misbah al misbahu fi zujaja az zujajatu kaannaha kawkabun durri yuqadu min shajaratin mubarakatin zaytuna la sharqiyya wala gharbiyya yakadu zaytuha yudhi walau lam tamsasuhu naar noorun ala noor noorun ala noor yahdi Allah linurihi man yasha. Allah is the noor of the heavens and earth. Every blade of grass is shining with the noor of Allah. The pitter patter of every droplet of rainwater is resounding with the pukar and the call, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Bring an eye that did not look at the daughters of others. Bring an ear that did not listen to music and haram. Bring a heart that has not planned the disobedience of my Allah and has not soiled and blackened itself with the love and immersement and attachment of this dunya. And wallah, in every droplet of rainwater, you will hear Allah. In every blade of grass, you will see the noor of Allah. Allah told them, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. We will show them our signs in the horizon and within themselves. حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. Until it will become apparent that the one حَقِيقِ رَبِّ is Allah. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ. فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الدَّلَالِ. Allah is your حَقِيقِ رَبْ. Everything around you is calling out to you, recognize your Allah. Allah Himself calls out, عَبَدِي أُطْلُبْنِي تَجِدْنِي إِنْ وَجَدْتَنِي وَجَدْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَإِنْ فُتَّنِي فَاتَكَ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ وَأَنَا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. O my slave, search for me. Allah says, search for me. What does it mean, search for Allah? Break down the idols of the ghair of Allah from this heart. Break down the idols of shirk from this heart. Shop is doing, job is doing, degrees are doing, governments are doing, armies are doing, this one is doing, that one is doing. Utlubni, Allah says, search for me. Break down all this. Take the sword of La and slash away everything in existence. La, in say, nahi ho rahe. Nothing and no one is doing. Nothing and no one in the heavens and earth is doing. Besides one Allah. Quran calls out this message again and again. Alif Lam Mim. Allahu la ilaha illa hu wa ilahukum ilahu wahid la ilaha illa huwa ar-rahmanur rahim huwa allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu rabbul mashriq wal maghrib la ilaha illa hu shahidallah annahu la ilaha illa hu allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu. It is only Allah, it is only Allah, it is only Allah. Jo la kaha, wo la hua, wo la bhi usme la hua, jud la hua, kul la hua, phir kya hua? Allah hua, Allah hua, Allah hua. We have to break down the idols of Allah's veil. Allah is the doer. حرامٌ على قلب أن يدخله النور وفيه شيء مما يكرهه الله. Ulama say it is haram, it is impossible. It is haram, it is impossible, it is forbidden that the noor of Allah's marifat, the noor of Allah's love, the noor of Allah's recognition will ever enter a heart in which there is the ghair of Allah. This ghair has to come out. Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, hum isliye nahi kehte hain ki Allah ke barai bayan karo, kyunki ye ek scheme hai jiske zariye se aap logon ko chille aur teen chille ke liye taiyar karenge. Hum isliye kehte hain ki Allah ke barai bayan karo, kyunki ye Allah ka haq hai ki uski tarah na kiya jaye. Makhlooq ka zikr bimari hai, khane ka zikr uski ilaaj hai. We are not saying to you, speak of the greatness of Allah because this is some scheme by which you are going to prepare people to go for chilla and three chilla. We are saying to you, speak of the greatness of Allah, because it is the right of Allah. It is the right of Allah that His praises should be sung. To speak of the creation is a sickness. He became president, so it is good for Muslims. This political party came to the fore, that's why it is good for Muslims. Or this is good, or that is good. In say, nahi ho rahe bhai. Nothing is happening from there. Nothing is happening from there. Every insan, antumul fuqara, all are dependent on Allah. All need Allah. All have to turn to Allah. Makhlooq ka zikr bimari hai. To speak of the creation is a sickness. To speak of the creator is his cure. Ama inni lam akhluqkum li astakthira bikum min tilla wala li astanisa bikum min wahsha wala li astaeena bikum ala amrin qad ajastu an innama khalaqtukum litabuduni tawila wa tadhkuruni kathira wa tusabbihuni bukratan wa asila. We are not saying to you, Allah says, I have not created you because we numbered few and wanted to increase our numbers. Because we were lonely, we wanted company. Or because there was some task that was too difficult for us to carry out, and we needed helpers to carry out. إِنَّمَا خَلَقْتُكُمْ لِتَعْبُدُونِي طَوِيلًا وَتَذْكُرُونِي كَثِيرًا وَتُسَبِّحُونِي بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Allah says, I created you so that you serve me. So that you hymn my praises, so that you make sujood before Allah.
You lower yourself before Allah. You humble yourself before Allah. You recognize that Khalik, Malik, Razik, Muhaymin, Aziz, Jabbar, Mutakabbir is Allah. The Creator is Allah. The Sustainer is Allah. The Nourisher is Allah. Correct your relationship with Allah, and Allah will correct your relationship with the rest of His creation. من أصلح ما بينه وبين الله أصلح الله ما بينه وبين خلقه. He who will correct his relationship with Allah, Allah will correct his relationship with the entire creation. The hearts of humanity, the hearts of your rulers, the hearts of humanity will be turned in love and compassion towards you. When you will correct your relationship with Allah. And Abu Darda رضي الله تعالى عنه قال. قال الله قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى أبو الدرداء رضي الله عنه narrated that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah says أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا مالك الملوك وملك الملوك قلوب الملوك في يدي. Allah says I am Allah, there is no deity but me, there is no khuda but me, there is no entity but me. I am the doer, I am the maker, I am the controller. Malikul Muluk wa Malikul Muluk. I am the king of every king. I am the owner of your kings also. Qulubul Muluki fi yadi. The hearts of your rulers are in my control. Inna al-ibada idha ata'uni fawwaltu quluba mulukihim alayhim bil-ra'fati wal-rahma. When my slaves will become obedient to me, when they will correct their relationship with me, Allah says, I will turn the hearts of their rulers towards them with kindness and compassion. Wa inna al-ibada idha asawni fawwaltu quluba mulukihim alayhim bil-saqati wal-nikma fasamuhum su'al-adab. And when my slaves will disobey me, when they will turn their backs on Allah, Allah says, I will turn the conditions against them. Allah says, I will turn the conditions against them. And they will taste a terrible punishment in this world. Everyone is parashan. Everyone is worried. Why is this? Why is that? How long are we going to blame the circumstances? How long are we going to blame insan? How long are we going to look elsewhere? Look within ourselves. How much is the servitude of Allah in me? How much have I handed myself over to my Allah? فَلَا تَشْغُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ بِالدُّعَاءِ عَلَى الْمُلُوكِ وَلَكِنْ اِشْغُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ بِالذِّكْرِ وَالتَّضَرُّعِ. كَيَكْفِيَكُمْ مُلُوكَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, do not waste your time by cursing others. Do not waste your time by cursing your rulers or cursing your governments or cursing other people or cursing your circumstances. But engage in my zikr, engage in my remembrance, engage in turning towards me, engage in correcting your relationship with me. Allah says, I am the one who will turn the hearts of humanity with kindness towards you. Allah has to become the focus. Allah has to become the direction. Allah has to become the qibla. Utlubni, tajidni, in wajadtani, wajadta kulla shay. Allah says, search for me, you will find me. If you find me, you have found everything. If you find Allah, you have found everything. We have to become a living manifestation of that command of Allah. Where Allah commands Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, verily my salah, my sacrifices, my living, my dying, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Everything for Allah. رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, who is the Rabb of every alam. We have to become fana fi Allah. Al-Imanu fi qalbi al-rajul an yuhibba Allah Azza wa Jal. Janab Rasulullah said, what is Iman? He said, Iman in the heart of a person is that he should immerse himself in the love of Allah. In the ishq of Allah, in the muhabbat of Allah. Ahmad bin Abi al-Khawari rahimahullah came to Abu Sulaiman Darani. He finds him crying. Oh Abu Sulaiman, why are you crying? Why are you crying? He says, Ahmad, what must I tell you? There are some slaves of Allah. إِذَا نَامَ اللَّيْلِ وَاخْتَلَتَ الظَّلَامِ إِذَا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِمُ اللَّيْلِ وَاخْتَلَتَ الظَّلَامِ وَخَلَى كُلُّ حَبِيبٍ بِحَبِيبِهِ.
He says, what must I tell you? When the nightfall descends and the darkness becomes intense and every slave goes into solitude with his beloved, every lover goes into solitude with his beloved, there are some slaves of Allah, there are some slaves of Allah, the fire of Allah's ish, the fire of Allah's muhabbat, the fire of Allah's marifat, the fire of Allah's recognition is burning in their heart. They do not lie on their soft beds, they get up. Nasabu ilayya aqdamahum waftarashu ilayya jibahahum. They get up and they go on to the musalla. They place their foreheads on the ground before their Allah. Fabayna mutawihin wa baqin wa sarikin wa shakin. Sometimes they are shouting out to Allah, sometimes they are whispering to Allah, sometimes they are exulting, sometimes they are crying, sometimes they are lamenting. The night is theirs between them and their Allah alone. They have immersed themselves in the love of Allah. Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala says, I observed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making tahajjud salah. I stood behind him. Faftatah al-Baqarah. He started Surah Baqarah. He says, I thought in my heart, يَرْكَوَ إِنَّ الْمِيَا. He'll read 100 verses, then he will go into ruku. ثُمَّ مَذَا. He passed 100 verses. I thought in my heart, يُصَلِّ بِهَا فِي رَكَعَةٍ. He will divide it, half in this rakat, half in the next rakat. ثُمَّ مَذَا. He passed that halfway mark. Then he completed Surah Baqarah. فَبْتَتَحَ النِّسَا. He started Surah Nisa. He read the whole of Surah Nisa. فَبْتَتَحَ عَلَى Imran. Then he started عَلَى Imran. He read the entire عَلَى Imran. 5 paras, 5 juz of the Quran in 1 rakat of Tahajjud Salah. How is he reading? Not like how the Hafiz is reading Taraweeh nowadays. يَعْلَمُونَ تَعْلَمُونَ. What they say, يَعْلَمُونَ تَعْلَمُونَ. We don't know what he read. Only know the last word, يَعْلَمُونَ وَتَعْلَمُونَ. That masjid is full, other masjid is empty. He says, يَقْرَوْ مُتَرَسِّلًا إِذَا مَرَّ بِآيَةٍ فِيهَا تَسْبِيحٌ سَبَّحَ وَإِذَا مَرَّ بِتَعَوَّذٍ تَعَوَّذَ. When he passed by a verse in which there was the praise of Allah, he praised Allah. When he passed by a verse in which protection from Allah was sought, he sought protection from Allah. When he passed by a verse of Jannat, he asked for Jannat. When he passed by a verse of Jahannam, he sought protection from Jahannam. Then he says he went into ruku. فَقَالَ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَظِيمِ. He began saying, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَظِيمِ. Glory be to my Allah, who is the most glorious. فَكَانَ رُكُوعُهُ نَحْوًا مِنْ قِيَامِهِ. He says the length of his ruku was almost the length of his qiyam. ثُمَّ قَالَ سَمِيَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ. Then he said, سَمِيَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ. رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدُ. And his qiyam, his qawma was the same length as his ruku. Then he went into sajda. His sajda was the length of his qawma. The most beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a salah is impossible unless the heart is burning with the ishq of Allah's muhabbat. Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah used to say, there is a jannat in this world. There is a jannat in this world. Till you do not experience this jannat, Allah will never give you the jannat of akhirat. What jannat was he talking about? The ecstasy and the lazzat that Allah has kept in his ibadah. We know the so-called ecstasy of looking at haram. Experience the ecstasy of looking away from haram, of lowering the gaze. We know the so-called ecstasy of listening to music. But they say music is food for the soul. That which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-ghina yumbitu al-nifaq fil qalb kama yumbitu al-ma'u al-zara. Like how Water causes a plant to grow in the same way listening to the haram music of this world will cause nifaq and hypocrisy to grow in your heart. So the ulama say at the time of maut to recite the kalima will become difficult, and what we say is food for the soul. How can it be food for the soul? He said, turn your ears away from the haram music of this world, and what will Allah give you? مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا وَيَجْلِسُ عِنْدَ رَأْسِهِ وَعِنْدَ رِجِلَيْهِ ثِنْتَانِ مِنَ الْحُورِ الْعِينِ تُغَنِّيَانِهِ بِأَحْسَنِ صَوْتٍ مَا سَمِعَ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنِّ مِثْلَهَا أَوْحَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَى شَجَرَةِ الْجَنَّةِ أَنْ اسْمَعِي عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ شَغَلُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ عَنِ الْمَعَازِفِ وَالْقِنَاطِ فَتُسْمِعَهُمْ بِصَوْتٍ مَا سَمِعَ الْجِنُّ وَالْإِنسُ مِثْلَهَا. Two riwayat. One riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that person who cut his ears off, turn these ears away from the haram music of this world, in akhirat, in jannat, Allah will command the trees of jannat, the rivers of jannat, the streams of jannat, an orchestra will begin. That will be the background music. Two hura'een will sit at his head, two hura'een will sit at his feet. Women of such indescribable beauty. It is said, From the toenail to the knee is made of zafran. From the knee to the chest is made of musk. From the chest to the neck is made of umber. From the neck to the top of the head is made of camphor. Then the hair will flow over, threaded with pearls and emeralds. He said, Rasulullah said, one of those pearls is more beautiful and more valuable and more precious than all the jewelry of the entire world put together. If one strand of her hair had to come into this world from the east to the west, the entire world will become fragrant. If she waved her scarf in this world, the whole world will become fragrant. If she exposed her forefinger, the sun will hide itself away as a result of shame. The whole world will light up. لو مزجة بريقها أجاج لطاب. If she had to spit into the world, Pacific Ocean by Bermuda and by Philippines is 11 kilometers deep, 16,000 kilometers long. If this woman had to spit, the waters of the seven oceans of the world will become sweet. لو دعية بكلامها ميت لأجاب. If a dead man had to hear her voice, he will come to life. Lo, and if a living person had to hear her in this world, his liver and his heart will split as a result of joy. In akbalat or mudbirat wa huwa wa hiya muqbila. If she is walking towards you or walking away from you, she will still be looking at you. Her gaze will be focused only on you. Each time she sways her hips, there will be 100,000 suggestions and invitations of ecstasy. Women of such indescribable beauty, Janabi Rasulullah said, two at the head, two at the feet, the orchestra of Jannat around, then these women will be commanded by Allah, sing now for this Jannati, sing for this person who turned his ears away from the haram music of this world. They will sing in such a melodious manner that Janabi Rasulullah says, insan and jinnat has never heard music like that. What a loss this insan incurs! What a loss this insan incurs when he makes dushmani with his Allah, when he turns his back on the command of Allah. Utlubani, tajidani, in wajidtani wajidta kulla shay. Allah says, search for me, you will find me. If you have found Allah, you have found everything. This heart has to brim with the love of Allah, with the ishq of Allah, with the marifat of Allah, with the recognition of Allah. Sarah like that which Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala described of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is impossible unless there is ecstasy in that Sarah. The sweetness of Allah's ibadat, we have tasted the so-called sweetness of haram, taste the sweetness of getting up in the dead of night and crying before Allah. Let that one solitary warm tear roll down your cheek. For everything in this world you need to clean it. Clothing you have to wash it. Your house you have to wash it. Everything needs water.
Leave anything without water for a few days and you won't even want to look at it. The heart of this insan also needs water. This heart also has to be washed. This heart also has to be cleansed. What is the water for this heart? You don't need bucket full. You don't need stream full. That one solitary tear. That too, even if it doesn't roll down, if it just forms on the brink of the eyelid. Aynan, aynan, la tamassuhum an-nar. Janab Rasulullah said, there are two eyes. Jahannam will not touch those eyes. One of those eyes, he said, رَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. That person who in solitude, in the dead of the night, was alone, he thought of his Allah, he turned to his Allah, one drop of tear came out of his eyes. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Jahannam is haram upon you. On one occasion, Jibreel said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Malaika of Allah, write down They write down the good deeds of your ummah. They do not write down the tears of your ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Jibreel, why are the tears of my ummah not written down? He says to him, inna dam'atal wahida, min ummatik tutfi'u buhur an-nar. That O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one tear, one asu of regret, one tear of regret of your ummah will wipe out oceans of Jahannam. This month of Ramadan, Ali رضي الله تعالى used to say, لو أراد الله أن يعذب أمة محمد ما أعطاهم رمضان. If Allah wanted to punish the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah would not have given them the month of Ramadan. Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لو يعلم العباد ما في رمضان لتمنت أمتي أن تكون السنة كلها رمضان. If my Ummah had to come to know the value of this month of Ramadan, they will wish that the entire year was Ramadan. فُتِّحَتْ فِيهِ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ غُلِّقَتْ فِيهِ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ صُفِّدَتُ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Jannah is flung open, Jahannam is locked up, Jahannam is closed, Shayateen are locked up. Allah's barakat, Allah's blessing, Allah's rahmat descend. Al-amal عند الله Al-amal عند الله سبعاً. Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, with regard to the recompense and the return of actions, there are seven categories of actions in the sight of Allah. Amalan mujiban, amalan bi amthalihima, amalun bi ashrati amthalihi, amalun bi sab'imiyati dirham. He said two types of action. Mujiban, the recompense is compulsory. Man mata وَلَمْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ وَجَبَتْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْ مَاتَ وَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ بِاللَّهِ وَجَبَتْ لَهُ النَّارِ. That person who dies on shirk, Jahannam wajib. That person who dies on tawheed, Jannat wajib. Two actions, the amthalihima, equal. He who intends a good deed, equal, one time the reward. He who does an evil deed, one time the evil written down. Amalun bi ashri amthalihi, one action, 10 times the reward. That person who does a good deed, man jaa bil hasana, falahu ashru amthaliha, Allah will give him 10 times the reward. One action, 700 times the reward. That person who spends one dirham, one pound in the path of Allah, 700 times the reward. And then he said the seventh action with regards to its recompense, la ya'lamu thawab amilihi illa Allah. No one but Allah knows the reward. What is it? He said as-sawm. It is the fasting of the month of Ramadan. La ya'lamu thawab amilihi illa Allah. No one but Allah knows the reward. This is the month of Allah's muhabbat, the month of Allah's ish. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Anoint yourself with taqwa. Abu Sulaiman Darani, Sister Ahmad bin Abil Hawari, they are some slaves of Allah. They get up in the late of night, they are calling to Allah, exulting with Allah, lamenting before Allah, spreading their forehead on the ground before Allah. Allah calls out to Jibreel, من تلذذ بكلامي واستراح إلى مناجاتي. Those who will get lazzat in talking to me, those that will get rahat in my munajat, in communion with me. Jibreel, oh Jibreel, why are they crying like this? Allah says to Jibreel, why are they crying like this? Has someone told them that Allah will punish them? Allah loves them. One riwayat it comes, one athar it comes. أول ما أعطيهم أن أقرف من نوري في قلوبهم. Allah says to Jibreel, the first ni'mat that I will give them is that I will put my noor in their heart. والثاني لو كانت السماوات السبع والأرضين السبع في موازينهم لاستقللتها لهم. Second ni'mat, if the seven heavens and the seven earth had to be in their book of deeds, I would still regard this as too less for them. And the third, it will be me and them on the day of judgment. I will turn to them, they will turn to me. I will say to them, ask from me, whatever you want will be given to you. أَهْلُ اللَّيْلِ فِي لَيْلِهِمْ أَلَذُّ مِنْ أَهْلِ اللَّهْمِ فِي لَهْمِهِمْ. The people of the night, the people of the hajr, the people of Allah's ish, the people of Allah's marifat, the people of Allah's love, the people of Allah's recognition, the people of Allah's muhabbat, experience that ecstasy that the people of lahmiyat and sin will never experience. Ihsan, the source of all ihsan is Allah. After Allah, the source of every ihsan, the greatest muhsin is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What stone didn't he leave unturned for this ummah? What qurbani, what sacrifice didn't he give for this ummah? Married to the richest woman in Makkah, Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, yet the day comes that he stands on Mount Safa. Ya Jibreel, والذي نفس محمد بيده ما أمسى لآل محمد صفة من دقيق ولا كفة من شعير. By the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, today in the home of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there isn't one grain of wheat or one strand of barley. Everything given. Today this ummah is filling its home with dunya in the name of deen. Filling its home with dunya in the name of deen. The wife has arrived, this one has arrived, that one has arrived. Relentless rat race behind this dunya. And the call is made by striving in the path of Allah. Have compassion for humanity. Have mercy on yourself. Mercy on humanity. Then such is the weight of the worldly responsibility that this call falls on deaf ears. Where is the identity with the Qurbani of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Where is the recognition of the Qurbani of that Nabi? Who better to give karguzari of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of his legacy of qurbani and sacrifice, than Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Qazi Ayaz rahimahullah in his shifa mentions the riwayat. She presents a karguzari of the 23 years, 8,156 days of the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the end of that riwayat, she herself says, فَمَا أَقَامَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا شَهْرًا. From the time that I uttered these words, 1 month later, my beloved made parda from this world. That this was right at the end of his life that she presented this karguzari. What does she say? In a few expressions, she describes the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his nubuwat, his qurbani, his sacrifice for his ummah. First expression, she says, lam yamthali jawfun nabiyyi sallallahu alaihi wasallam shib'an qat.
وَلَمْ يَبُثَ شِكْوَى إِلَىٰ أَحَدْ وَكَانَتِ الْفَاقَةُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْغِنَىٰ وَلَوْ شَاءَ سَأَلَ رَبَّهُ جَمِيعَ كُنُوزِ الْأَرْضِ وَثِمَارِهَا وَرَبَدَ عِيشِهَا. 23 years of nubuwwat. She says there wasn't one occasion that my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stomach full to eat. وَلَمْ يَبُثَ شِكْوَى إِلَىٰ أَحَدْ. She says he did not complain to anyone. He did not complain to anyone. The sifat of a da'i, the quality of a da'i, مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْلِ إِنْ أَجْلِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ. I want nothing from the makhluk. I want nothing from you. Every Nabi of Allah in the Quran who is mentioned, this expression is mentioned, مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. I want nothing from you. إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ. My return is from Allah. وَلَا تَمْنُنْ تَسْتَكْثِرْ وَلَا تَمْنُنْ تَسْتَكْثِرْ وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded, do not stretch your gaze out to them. Have sabr upon your Allah. وَلَمْ يَبُثَ شِكْوَى إِلَىٰ أَحَدٍ. She says he never complained to anyone. وَكَانَتِ الْفَاقَةُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْغِنَىٰ. He preferred hardship. He preferred hunger. He preferred difficulty over ease and adversity. Over ease and comfort. وَلَوْ شَاءَ سَأَلَ رَبَّهُ. If he wanted, Allah had already offered. We will turn the mountain ranges into gold for you. He stands on Mount Safa, Jibreel, in the home of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There isn't one grain of wheat or one strand of barley. If sami'a fi samai wajiba, a thunderous explosion is heard. He is worried. Amar Allahu sa'ata an taqum. Has Allah ordered Qiyamah to come? Jibreel says, no. An angel has come. Your call has reached the arsh of Allah. An angel has come today that has never come before. Israfil alayhi salam presents himself in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inna Allah ta'ala arsalani ilayk bimafatihi khazain al-ard an u'rida alayk an usayyira ma'aka jibala tihama zahab wa fidda wa zumurrid wa yaqut. Allah has sent me bimafatihi khazain al-ard with the keys to the treasures of the entire earth. To present to you that if you want, this entire Tihama range of mountains will be turned into gold, silver, rubies and emeralds, and it will follow you wherever you go. Abadan Nabiya, O Malik al-Nabiya, Abadan Nabiya, O Malik al-Nabiya. Do you want to be a Nabi of Allah who is a king, or do you want to be a Nabi of Allah who is a slave? Wallah, Allah's Qasam, whatever he chose, there would be no difference in his martaba and status. No difference! He looks to Jibreel for mashwara. Jibreel points downward. Jibreel fatawa dha. Jibreel points downward without hesitation. Bal abadan nabiya. I choose to be a nabi of Allah who is a slave of Allah. Why? Because he knew what lies ahead for his ummah. He knew the hardship, he knew the adversity, he knew the poverty, he knew the difficulty. Majority of his ummah would go through hardship, would go to difficulty. So for them, he said, when you are faced with musibat, when you are faced with calamity, when you are faced with difficulty, then remember the qurbani of your Nabi. Take solace and comfort that your Nabi went through greater difficulty, greater hardship. This ummah did not come for this dunya, this ummah came for akhirat. تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. Allah says, akhirat, jannat, we have made it for those who do not want the positions of this world. We have made it for them. Sahaba were not motivated by the desire to conquer lands and conquer kingdoms. They were motivated by the concern and compassion of humanity. Akhirat was in front of them. Jannat was in front of them. Aisha radiallahu anha says, many, many times I observe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam twisting from side to side. Twisting from side to side for an entire night because of the pangs of hunger. But she says, a night spent like that would not stop him from fasting the next day. On one occasion he comes to the home of Aisha. Aisha, is there any food? She responds, O Nabi of Allah, there is no food. Normally, when this response was received, he would fast. Today the hunger is too great. He says, Aisha, I am going to the masjid. He goes to the masjid. Behind one pillar, 2 rakats of salah. Next pillar, 2 rakats of salah. Next pillar, 2 rakats of salah. In the interim, Osman comes looking for him. Ummul Mumineen, where is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? She says, there was no food. He went to the masjid to talk to Allah. Osman burst into tears. Why didn't he tell me? Why didn't he tell Abdurrahman bin Auf? Why didn't you tell Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas? Osman rushes home, loads 2 camels, then thinks to himself, this food will take time to prepare. With that, he takes some ready-made food, leaves it at the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, goes away. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam returns, Aisha, did anything happen? She says, you went to talk to Allah. How is it possible that nothing would have happened? Allah has made intizam. Aisha, what happened? She says, Osman brought this. He looks to the heavens. Oh Allah, I am happy with Osman. You also become happy with him. Oh Allah, I am happy with Osman. You also become happy with him. Oh Allah, I am happy with Osman. You also become happy with him. This was a daily occurrence in the home of Nubuwwat. One night, she says, I woke up, I found Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam bent over. He was pressing his stomach to the plank of the bed. I said, Ya Rasulullah, what has happened? What has happened? He says, Aisha, the pangs of hunger have become too difficult for me to bear. She says, Ya Rasulullah, she says, I began passing my hand over his Mubarak stomach, sobbing, and I said to him, why don't you make dua for dunya? Why don't you ask Allah to open the door of dunya upon you? He looked at me and he said, Aisha, I will not make that dua. Mali walid dunya, mali walid dunya. What is there for me in this dunya? Ramadan Sharif, sometimes, although not often, such intizam we make to eat and prepare ourselves for sehri and iftar, that the opportunity to experience hunger is not even there. Sometimes, maybe after Asr Salah, little bit of hunger will experience. For few seconds, ponder and reflect and identify with the hunger of that most Mubarak personality of Allah, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is walking in the garden. What is he doing? He's picking up dates from the ground. Dates that are on the ground will be partially eaten by insects. Those who have restaurants, leftover food, they say, we can't serve the customer. Why it is leftover, give it to the animals to eat. Not worthy for human consumption. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the owner of Maqam-e Mahmood, the owner of Wasila, the one who is the keeper to Jannat, the one who has the keys to Jannat in his hand. Jannat, no Nabi will enter till he does not enter. No Nabi will drink the waters of the streams of Jannat till Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not drink those waters. What is he doing? Picking up dirty dates from the ground, partially eaten by insects, cleaning it, eating it. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah is with him. He offers it to him. Ibn Umar says, I could not stand to even look at those dates. I said, I don't desire it. This was not forced upon him. It was ikhtiyari. Allah had offered. If you want, we will send Jannat down to this earth for you. If you want, we will turn the mountains into gold for you. Yet he is cleaning those dates. Ibn Umar says, I couldn't look at it. I said, I don't desire it. He looked at him and he said, Bal ana ashtahihi hadihi subhrabiatin ma duktu shaya. He said, O Ibn Umar, I desire these dates. Why? Because 4 days have passed. 4 days have passed and not one morsel of food has entered my stomach. Everything was given on this mantle of qurbani and sacrifice. Insaniyat, insaniyat, humanity must be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah. Allah had offered, if you wanted, dunya would be open for you. But he knew this hardship, this hunger, this difficulty, this pain, this sacrifice is the water that is going to water the gardens of his life. In Taif, 3 miles pelted, stones raining down upon him. Stones will fall. The skin will start swelling. The skin starts swelling. Still more stones and more stones and more stones. Till eventually the flesh cuts open. Then the blood starts pouring. That blood, more valuable than all our lives put together, is one drop of that Mubarak blood. It comes in the riwayat, Dajjatil Malaika, the Malaika started crying. The land of time started crying. The sky above time started crying. 3 miles scoffed at, persecuted, relentlessly persecuted like this, insulted, street urchins sent upon him, blood pouring from his body. He finally reaches some refuge. Allahumma inni ashku ilayka dhafa quwwati wa qillata hilati wa hawani ala nas ila man takiluni ila aduwin yatajahhamuni am ila ba'idin mallaktahu amri. Oh Allah, I complain to you of the weakness of my strength, my lack of planning, my dependence on people. To whom have you handed me over? To whom have you handed me over? To those that have belittled me like this, to those that have hurt me like this, persecuted me like this. Oh my Allah, in lam takun sakhitan alayya fala ubali. Oh my Allah, if you are not angry with me, if you are not angry with me, then I am happy with whatever you have put upon me. This call reaches the Arsh of Allah. Malaika send down, give the command. Give the command. The mountains on either side of time, on either side of time, will be brought together, and this entire populace of time will be crushed. Yet what was his response? No, my Allah. No, my Allah. Do not punish them. They are my ummah. No, my Allah. Do not punish them. If they do not accept, if they do not accept, those that are coming after them will accept. Today this ummah wants to curse others, wants to make baddua upon others, wants to invoke the wrath and curses upon humanity. Where is the example of Rahmatul Lil Alamin? Where is the example of that Mubarak Nabi? Such aggression directed towards him, yet he says, no, my Allah. Give them hidayat. Allahumma hdi qawmi. فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. He says there was one Nabi of Allah. Ulama say he was talking about himself. He says there was one Nabi of Allah. The blood was pouring from his body. If the blood had struck the ground, the azab of Allah would have been imminent. What was that Nabi doing? He was rubbing the blood. He was rubbing the blood so that the blood does not strike the ground. And on his lips were the words, اللَّهُمَّ اهْدِ قَوْمِي فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. اللَّهُمَّ اهْدِ قَوْمِي فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah give hidayah to my people. Allah give hidayat to my people. Everything given on the mantle of Qurbani for this ummah, night in, night out, day in, day out, crying before Allah, go to Madina Munawara, even today, and listen with the ears of Iman. You will hear the horizons of that city. You will hear the winds of that city. You will hear the ground of that city resounding with the call of this Mubarak Nabi. Ya Rabbi, Ummati, Ummati. Ya Rabbi, Ummati, Ummati. Ya Rabbi, Ummati, Ummati. Allah, my Ummah. Allah, my Ummah. Allah, my Ummah. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha says, I got up one night, I saw him on the musalla, he was crying. She says he was crying so much that eventually his beard got wet, and then tup, the tears from his beard started falling onto the ground. He kept on saying, Ya oh my Allah, Ibrahim Khalilullah said to you, فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَمَنْ أَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Those who will follow me, they are of me. Those who have disobeyed me, you are غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Forgive them if you want. Take them to task if you want. Isa, Ruhullah said to you, إِنْ تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكْ وَإِنْ تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Oh my Allah, if you forgive them, you are mighty and wise. And if you punish them, you are mighty and wise. And if you forgive them, you are most merciful, most forgiving. Forgive them if you want, punish them if you want. Then he said, I am not saying to you like Ibrahim Khalilullah said. And I am not saying to you like Isa Ruhullah said. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Allah my Ummah. Allah my Ummah. Allah my Ummah. It was as if he was saying to Allah, that, Ya Allah, forgive my ummah. And if you don't want to forgive them, then to forgive them. Oh Allah, forgive my ummah. This call reached the arsh of Allah. Jibreel was sent. Allah already knew, yet still Jibreel comes. Oh my beloved, why are you crying like this? Allah has sent me. Why are you crying like this? He says, Jibreel, the worry of my ummah is making me cry. Who was he crying for? He was not crying for Sahaba. They had already received the mantle. Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Uthman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah, Talha fil Jannah, Zubair fil Jannah, Sa'id bin Zayd fil Jannah, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas fil Jannah, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah fil Jannah. They had already received the mantle. Kullan wa'ad Allah, Badri Sahaba, Bukhari Sharif riwayat, لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى اِتْطَلَعَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَدْرٍ فَقَالَ إِنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala looked at the Sahaba who took part in Badr, and Allah said, from now till you die, do whatever you want to do, Jannat is wajib for you. He was not crying for his children. Fatima, Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. Hassan al-Husayn, Sayyida Shabab Ahlil Jannah. Already in this dunya, Basharat was given. He was not crying for the galaxy of Sahaba. Allah unequivocally said in his Quran, Kullan wa'adallahu al-husna. Every Sahabi of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jannat is guaranteed. Who was he crying for? Who was he crying for? On one occasion, he addressed his Sahaba. He says, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنِّي أَرَىٰ إِخْوَانِي. Oh my Sahaba, I wish I could see my brothers. Sahaba looked at him and said, أَوَلَسْنَا إِخْوَانَكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, are we not your brothers? Are we not your brothers? He said, أَنْتُمْ أَصْحَابِي. You are my Sahaba, you are my companions. إِخْوَانِي الَّذِي آمَنُوا بِي وَلَمْ يَرَوْنِي. My brothers are those who will come after you. My brothers are the ummah of mine who will come after you, who without seeing me will bring iman upon you. He said, Tuba, Tuba, liman amana bi wa ra'ani, mubarak, glad tidings to that person who saw me and brought iman upon me. And then he said, Tuba, thumma tuba, thumma tuba, thumma tuba, thumma tuba, thumma tuba, thumma tuba, saba marrat. لِمَنْ آمَنَ بِي وَلَمْ يَرَنِي. Mubarak, and then Mubarak, and then Mubarak, 7 times to that person who without seeing me brought iman upon me. Right? 1 week before he could leave this world, Ibn Masud and others come to him. He is in marble wafat, lying on the bed, in utter weakness. He gives them dua, and then he says to them, what no other Nabi told his ummah, that, oh my Sahaba, my ummah that is to come after me, convey my salam to them. Everything given for this ummah. Jibreel comes, then Allah who had sent him to cry, then Allah who had sent him to sacrifice. Now, that what is Allah saying? I did not tell you to cry so much. I did not tell you to sacrifice so much. Lessen your crying. Lessen your fikr. فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتٍ مَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارٍ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرٍ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ كُفْرُ وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَى آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. O my Nabi, lessen your qurbani or else you're going to destroy yourself. Jibreel comes, why are you crying? He says, the worry of my ummah is making me cry. Jibreel goes back, and then he comes back with a message. Oh my beloved Nabi, Allah says, do not worry. Sanurdika fi ummatik. Sanurdika fi ummatik. We will please you with regards to your ummah. We will please you with regards to your ummah. Ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, Rais al-Mufassireen, he says, La arda Muhammad. La arda Muhammad. Wa wahidun min ummatihi fi nar. As long as one ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Jahannam, he will never be happy. He will never be happy as long as one ummati of his is in Jahannam. My respected brothers, today, what must be the halat of that Nabi on Mondays and Thursdays when the amal of this ummah are presented? Which facet, which branch of this ummah today is a source of comfort and coolness to that Nabi? The youth, the shamelessness, the nakedness, the behayai of the youth of this ummah is like an arrow that is being fired at that Mubarak Ruh in Medina Munawwara. The behayai and shamelessness and parading in public of the women of this ummah is like an arrow that is being fired at that Mubarak Ruh in Medina Munawwara. The blind pursuit and the riba and the treachery of the businessmen of this ummah is like an arrow that is being fired at that Mubarak Ruh in Medina Munawwara. 1 billion arrows fired at that Mubarak Ruh in Medina Munawwara, and still he is saying, Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati, Allah my Ummat, Allah my Ummat. My respected brothers, Ramadan has come, we don't know if we'll live to see another Ramadan. The doors of Allah's mercy are open. This is the time to make Salah. This is the time to come back to Allah. Prepare some excuse. That day is coming tomorrow when Sahaba, legion upon legion, will be coming before Allah. Legion upon legion will be coming with the dastan and legacy of their qurbani and sacrifice. One will be saying, Fika wa fi rasulika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for your sake and the sake of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected brothers, prepare some excuse for that day. Ar-Rahimun, Ar-Rahimun, Yarhamhumur Rahman. Those who will have mercy, Rahman, Allah will have mercy upon them. Irhamu man fil ard, yarhamkum man fis sama. Have mercy on humanity on this earth. The one in the heavens will have mercy upon you. This going, my respected brothers, this qurbani, this sacrificing, this going in the path of Allah is a legacy of mercy for ourselves, mercy for our families, mercy for humanity. Humanity out there is thirsty. They are crying out, introduce us to Allah. Introduce us to the beauty of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Show us the road to Jannah. Show us the road to success. Whose zimmedari is this? Whose cry is this? Whose fikr is this? Whose concern is this? No angel is going to come down. No new Nabi is going to